This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Early in the pandemic, you may remember us reporting on meat processors and slaughterhouses nationwide closing with workers getting sick. There were fears of meat shortages and farmers had nowhere to send their animals. Well, today a story about localizing meat supplies. Breida Green reports from southern Minnesota.
I'm in the town of Nicolet, Minnesota, home to Schmidt's Meat Market. Inside the shop, a machine is vacuum sealing package after package of summer sausage.
We smoke it for a long period of time with wood, actual wood heat.
Brian Schatz is production manager here and serves as president of the Minnesota Association of Meat Processors. Schmidt's has both a retail shop where they sell products like these sausages to the public and a processing business where they contract directly with farmers to butcher their animals. I ask how far people are traveling for this butchering service.
We're drawing all the way from eastern side of the state all the way to the western side of the state.
That's a span of a couple hundred miles. With butchers few and far between, the industry is fragile. Closures at any one facility reverberate widely. Now, there's growing interest across Minnesota and nationally in building out capacity. That includes state and federal grants to help small processors with expansion. But there's been a big challenge, and it's a familiar one. Nicole Nieser with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture says as she's been reaching out to processors, she keeps hearing a similar refrain.
We just can't find people to work.
And that's why Dave Endicott, a dean at one of Minnesota's community and technical colleges, is developing a new certificate program at the school.
My colleagues laugh. They call me the dean of meat cutting jokingly, or maybe I've called myself that. I'm not sure.
The program is supported in part by $150,000 in state funds. He says part of the challenge of attracting people to this line of work is wages can start around $12 to $15 an hour.
But what we're hearing is if they do get this certificate that we're going to be offering, they will be able to move into more of kind of a journeyman type wage.
Something like $25 to $30 an hour, he says. Another college in the state system is also developing a similar program. Both are slated to launch next fall. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Breida Green for Marketplace.